Welcome to the Postpartum University podcast, where we support you and your provider in understanding the science, the art, and the sacredness of healing after birth. I'm Miranda Bauer, your host, your postpartum nutrition specialist and homesteading mom with four wild kids. It's time to get you the holistic, whole body healing that works. Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome to today's episode. I am thrilled to be able to get into some of the most important aspects of healing the body in the postpartum years. I am completely going to teach you my entire framework in today's episode. I'm going to do so in a short amount of time, but I'm going to tell you everything that I am going to be sharing with you is everything you need to heal your body in the years after having a baby. So if you are tuning in as a mom, definitely listen in. If you are a provider, if you are a healer, if you're supporting women in the years after having a baby, this is especially for you. So we're going to dive into a conversation today about the five-step framework that I use to help heal my clients with depression, anxiety, extreme symptoms that are often autoimmune disease related. So things like incredible fatigue, aching joints, headaches, POTS is another one that's on the rise. Just really important life changes that generally occur in a negative way in postpartum that we don't want to see. So fatigue, exhaustion, hair falling out in clumps, all of the things that you can imagine. And I'm going to show you how they are all interrelated and why it's so incredibly important to use my five-step framework to heal your body. Okay. Now I'm going to dive into what this looks like for a second, because this is an image and I want you to paint this in your head. This is the limiting factor of a podcast episode. If you are extremely visual, I'm going to do my best to share this with you. And you can always go to postpartum you, the letter u.com/reclaiming and scroll down and you'll actually see this image for yourself if you need that, if I'm doing a terrible job explaining it. But I want you to imagine a circle. And the circle has five different components built into it. And it's very cyclical in nature because that's the healing process, right? Every single time we experience something, we go through the healing cycle. This is cyclical living at its best. We are not meant to live in this linear, patriarchal view of the world. That's a very masculine approach to go, 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 go. That's not how women's bodies function. We know that. We have cycles within our body. We have cycles of sleep. We have cycles of menstrual cycles. We have cycles of birth and rebirth and all of the things. And so this is how our body functions. And when we are not living in this cyclical way, oftentimes we burn out, we fall short, we get sick, we get very sick. And that forces us to stop, recalibrate, readjust, and go through the process again. So avoiding that, we want to put you into a complete lifestyle shift where it is not necessary to do cleanses, where it's not necessary to escape from your current life. It is not necessary to leave and remove yourself from your body so that you can fix your body and move on. And if you're a healer and you know exactly what I'm talking about here. So imagine this circle and this circle having these five different components, and each component is interwoven into the other. And we move through this circle consistently, right? We move through it and then we come back to the top and we move through it and we come back to the top. And that's how we live our life. It's constantly in fluid motion. So I want to talk to you about these particular points. These particular points are what I developed throughout my own story of healing and applying to now it's probably thousands of women who have used this framework to heal their body. Okay. This is the framework, and it's been developed through constant trial and error through my own experiences with depression and anxiety and rage and autoimmune disease diagnosis, which was ulcerative colitis for those of you who can relate, and a handful of other things. So I want to share that this is what has I use to heal my own body, but also thousands of other women who have gone through this. And you can read those testimonials. You can listen to those testimonials on the podcast as well and through the website. So here's what I'm going to share with you. These five components, they are functional nutrition, better sleep, nervous system reset, cyclical living and rhythms, and then whole body support. Okay. So let's get into functional nutrition really quickly. And I'm going to tell you about each and every individual piece. Functional nutrition is one of the most forgotten aspects to healing our bodies. And it's one of the most absolute powerful. This is why I have an entire certification program dedicated to functional nutrition in the years that are postpartum. Because one, our bodies are so fundamentally different that what we can apply as general functional nutrition doesn't necessarily work in the postpartum body. Okay. We have to take it a step further and actually use the knowledge that we have about the changes that occur in our body, right? Every woman can attest to the physical and emotional changes that occur in postpartum, but nobody ever talks about what that is, right? And so when we dive into what that actually is, we know that the gut changes physiologically in the way that you had digested food before giving birth, whether in your pregnancy or even before pregnancy, is very different in the postpartum period. And if that's not cared for, it can continue on and wreak havoc in your body. So I've gone into other episodes in that. So if you want to dive more into that, you can absolutely do that. We'll drop some of those in the show notes. But for now, I want you to understand the critical component that is functional nutrition. And I'm going to tell you this really quickly too. You know, I just did an entire training on trauma detox. And so if you're on my mailing list, if you get emails from me, then you had access to this training where I spoke immensely on how we go through the steps of healing from trauma. And one of the very first steps is creating a healthy environment within our body. And one of those steps is using functional nutrition. And the reason for that is because our body, and I'm going to back up and kind of get a little scientific here, we're made out of chemicals. When we have an emotional reaction to something, we are having those emotions through chemical surges that are running through our body. Adrenaline, the love hormone, like all of those things are chemicals that are taking place. And the organs that help support those chemical balances and help cleanse the body of those things are generally the liver and the kidneys. And so if we're not getting the nutrients that we need to help heal our body and overcome the depletion that pregnancy and postpartum often brings us, along with the necessary changes that occur within our gut system, then what we're doing is we are creating a recipe for disaster, because now we're not able to process a lot of those things that may have occurred in the birth experience, like trauma. Oftentimes, postpartum brings up other traumas that have happened in our life way before, right? These are invitations to heal. This is why we talk about women being so raw and so vulnerable during postpartum. And it's one of these things, one of these gifts, and I promise you it's a gift, is the ability to see the trauma that has happened in your life and the stressors that are occurring within your life, not just trauma, and to be able to see them for what they are, even if you've managed to block them out or not remember or had no memory of it before. A lot of times for many women, it comes back in this postpartum phase, in the years that is postpartum. And if we are not supporting our body in a healthy way, we're not going to be able to process those emotions. We're not going to be able to process those chemicals. And oftentimes that's what gets stuck into our body. And that's why somatic healing is so very critical, and nervous system reset, which we'll get to in a minute. But, you know, oftentimes when we experience these physical symptoms, they generally, not always, but generally relate to a nutrient deficiency or the inability to process trauma that has become stuck within the cells of our body. Okay. And I'll get to that here in a second, but I want to stress the significance of functional nutrition and eating in a way that is supportive of whole body healing in postpartum. So it's not just repleting your nutrient stores in postpartum. That is a huge aspect of what we're doing here, but we're also helping your organs regulate. We're helping your body get into a healthier state so that it can heal on those deeper levels. And that's not going to happen in any sort of processes through your life if this is not taken care of. Okay. And for those of you who are healers, or those of you who are working with women in the postpartum years, you might be doing all of the healing work, or maybe you're even doing it for yourself, right? But if this area is not addressed, as I'm sure you've seen, things get stuck, energy gets stuck. And I'm not talking woo. Energy and chakra systems is an entire science, believe it or not. So what I'm talking about is this stuck space, right? So just know that this is one of those key reasons why we have to take care of our nutrient levels first before we move into other components. So that's step number one. That's where I start all of my clients. Again, that's why I have an entire certification program on this, because it's so incredibly important and not talked about enough. And us providers and moms who decide to take the course are learning the significance of this and using it to transform their life. Okay. Now, the second component, and I know that all of you who are listening can relate to this, and it is getting better sleep. And I won't spend too much time on this conversation because we all truly understand the significance of sleep in the postpartum years. And like, let's just take postpartum out of the equation, because we just need sleep, right? And when we don't get sleep, we're not able to use the nutrients that we got during the day and help regulating our hormones. We're not able to think clearly. We're not able to function clearly. And it's quite dangerous to live in a state of exhaustion, right? There's multiple studies that show that not having enough sleep in our lives is the equivalent of drinking and driving. So we want to make sure that we are getting enough sleep, hands down, no matter if you have a newborn at home, or you have a toddler at home, or if you have a multitude of children, as I do. Finding a rhythm that works best for your family is absolutely essential. And when I say for your family, I also mean you. It has to work for you. You have to also be getting you the sleep that you so desperately need to function. Don't sacrifice yourself in the process, because everyone else will experience that. And that is no way to live, right? Not every sleep industry standard procedure is something that I love and recommend. Actually, I will tell you that 90% of the things out there on sleep training or anything of that nature is not something that I would recommend whatsoever. But there are things out there that can support you and help you. So learning that process. And if you're not sure where to go, I have an entire blog episode on this conversation about getting better sleep, particularly with a newborn. But we also talk about this a lot in the postpartum and the Reclaiming Postpartum Wellness program. There's an entire section in there about getting better sleep because it's so very important. And we all know that, right? So functional nutrition, better sleep. Now let's get into nervous system reset. So as I said, I had just got done doing an in training on trauma detox, trauma healing, and we basically dive into this component. So every single part of this wheel that I am sharing with you can go into its own kind of pyramid, right? So we're going to zoom in. And when we zoom into nervous system reset, there is a multitude of steps. There's five steps within that one little thing, right? And that's the same with functional nutrition. That's the same with better sleep, cyclical living and rhythms, and a whole body support. So when we dive deeper into these components, there are a multitude of steps that are also included. So nervous system reset is so very, very important because oftentimes, especially in postpartum, we lack the support. And when we lack the support, coupled with the brain changes and the body changes that have occurred in postpartum, and with the lack of support and oftentimes the lack of nutrient intake and all of the things, we live in a very high state of nervous system regulation, meaning that your body senses danger much more quickly than others. For one, your body is meant to do this. It is a biological standard that helps keep our generations going. We want you to be able to sense danger in your life better than anything so that you can keep your baby safe and that you can keep yourself safe and that we can continue evolving as human beings. So this is meant to work in our favor. But when we live in a world where we are constantly not supported, not given what we need, and we are constantly faced with dangerous situations, right? Like when we walk up to a balcony or when we get into the car and then we have all of these ugly thoughts about what could happen, right? Thousands and thousands of years ago, before, you know, during this evolutionary process, there wasn't a lot of steps, right? We probably hiked and climbed and things like that. But that's not something that you probably did with a baby. I could be completely wrong, but in my anthropological studies, like this is the way we are living our life now, is not how we lived a long time ago. So we were not only wired to see more danger, we experience that and we have these dark thoughts to remind us that we're in a dangerous position, right? And let's do everything we can to keep our babies safe. But on top of it, we often have these trauma situations. And I had mentioned in the very beginning how trauma consistently plays out in our life, whether you experience birth trauma or pregnancy trauma, or even postpartum trauma or trauma in your childhood. Often that will come out and it will play a role in your postpartum experience if you have not healed. And because of that, your ability to manage those things on a nervous system level becomes that much more difficult. It's very easy to kind of go over the edge, right? Because you're already operating at this very high state within your nervous system, which means that you are triggered very, very quickly. This is why postpartum rage is very common. This is why we often have those really dark, intrusive thoughts. It's why it's very challenging to, quote unquote, control our emotions. And we are often set off by what we feel is the smallest little thing. And if shaking your head, yes, that is me, that means that your nervous system is completely out of balance. And that is what controls all your hormones. So much is controlled in this area, right? And so is nutrition, and so is better sleep. And then once those are balanced and a state that feels regulated and whole within your body, then you start working on your nervous system to work out the rest of those kinks and really dive into the trauma that has played out in your life, right? And I will say this as well. Trauma is one of those words that has been consistently overused. But what we are learning is that there is no difference between one large trauma versus the other large trauma. Your body can't differentiate the difference. For example, you know, one person can experience an extreme childhood trauma, and another person can experience an extreme postpartum trauma, something that's happened to them in the postpartum period, and their bodies will not be able to say, well, this happened, this particular thing happened, and therefore I have trauma. It just relates to trauma. Your body just processes it as trauma. There's no, and this happened. It's just trauma, right? And the same goes for everything else. So even if you've had a really difficult experience and you say, well, that's not trauma because so-and-so had a much harder experience than I did. How many times do we do that to ourselves? I will tell you, it doesn't matter because your body does not process it differently. Every single human on this planet has some form of trauma. It could have been falling off your bike when you were six. It could have been standing in line at the grocery store and witnessing somebody go through a fight or whatever the case may be, right? That was really highly emotional and it triggered you and you stopped and you said, oh my gosh, right? I have so much trauma in my family related to money. I have specific memories of, you know, as somebody who grew up very, very poor, where my family would say things about rich people that were very nasty and mean. And that's a form of trauma. That's a form of patterning within our brain. And this is where, you know, that cellular release, and this is where ancestral and generational traumas and patterns play out, right? So many of you who are listening are probably very actively engaged in eliminating that from your life. It goes deep. It goes into the cellular level of your body. If you are truly wanting to get rid of those generational patterns and those ancestral patterns, you have to heal your own life trauma first before you can release that from yourselves. It's impossible. And you can't even do that until your body is in a state of balance where you can actually process that gunk and not sit in despair and anxiety and fear because you're constantly reliving it or you're telling the story or you're feeling like you're getting stuck. If you are somebody who is actively getting rid of trauma, you're actively experiencing something and you're working on getting rid of it and it's having a hard time releasing from your body, you have to go back to that functional nutrition. You have to go back to supporting your body deeply and in a way that's going to allow you to process those things much, much easier. Okay. So I spent like 90 minutes doing a training on this yesterday, actually, and it's quite significant and I don't have time to go into all of these components with you. But if you are wanting more information, you can always message me privately. And you can also take a look at the Reclaiming Postpartum Wellness Group because that is where I teach you this stuff. If your postpartum years include depression, anxiety, fierce mood swings, broken relationships, and overwhelming guilt for the way you show up with your children, you are not alone. Learn more and join hundreds of mamas in the Reclaiming Postpartum Wellness Course and Membership, a 12 weeks to whole body transformation experience. Go to www.postpartumu, that's postpartum, the letter u.com/reclaiming. So we have functional nutrition, we have better sleep, we have nervous system reset, and now we have cyclical living and finding your rhythms. And I mentioned this in the very beginning, our whole lives are built upon the cyclical cycle, right? We have this with our sleep. Well, sleep is cyclical. We have this within our own menstrual cycles. Our bodies function in cycles. But what has happened in our worlds is that we live in this very patriarchal male society where the idea is go, 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 right? And I know I'm a little biased. I'm in America. And so I have a bit of a different view of this go, go, go society. Maybe you live in a place where that's not necessarily the case. But we cherish that go, go, go. If we're not going, we're failing, right? That's often what's touted at us. And especially as moms, right? We have to be doing 101 things. And if we're not, we are clearly not good enough. This is something that we're constantly told. And that's not okay. That's not how our bodies function. This is why we crash all the time. This is why we get sick so often. This is why burnout happens. And unfortunately, we've built an entire society around this. But how can we honor what is in our body and what our body needs while also being a successful member of society? And so we teach you how to develop those rhythms in your life, because they're not just your rhythms, right? They're a community rhythm, but they're also a rhythm of your home, a rhythm of your own body. And so we can zoom in on you and your particular needs, but we also zoom out to your body, to out of your body, to your family, and how that is affecting your family in the cyclical living, but also in your community space, and how that we can thrive as individuals doing that. So a lot of this is about our cycles. And a lot of this is about, meaning our menstrual cycles, and learning about the rhythms of our body. How do we track that? How do we get to know that? How do we fall in love with our body again? How do we find its rhythm? And all of those pieces. That is an essential part in this process. And one, I will tell you, is probably, well, I will always say that they're so important, right? But it is one of the important ones, because without it, without this cyclical living, we are just destined to constantly have to repeat the healing process. We're constantly going to be looking for that next thing that's going to heal us. We're constantly going to be looking for that diet or that pill or that supplement or that herb or that cleanse. Nothing will be good enough, because you're constantly crashing, not because your previous thing that you were doing didn't work, but because you didn't listen and tune in and follow the rhythms of your body. So that is step four through this process, right? And you don't want to tune in to the parts that are not working, right? Because that can be really confusing. That's why it's step four. We want to get you in a state of health and vibrancy, and then start releasing some of those things within you, helping you develop some of that emotional releases and mastery, get into a rhythm that feels really good, and then help you understand the positive aspects, what your body is really meant to do, how it really feels to live in a space that feels really good. And I know this might be, it might sound foreign for so many of you. And I'm telling you, if it is foreign for you, you need the Reclaiming Postpartum Wellness course, and you need it as soon as possible. So please follow the link to learn more about that. It's in the show notes. But I would also mention here that it's one of those crucial parts of living. You have to do it. You have to find that rhythm within you to support your health and well-being, period. End of story. Okay. Well, it's not end of story. We have the fifth component here. And the fifth component is whole body support. Okay. And this is actually one of those things that I go back and forth with. Is it step one or is it step five? Is it step one or is it step five? And really, it's not necessarily a step. It's just part of the entire equation. And we need whole body support. What do we mean by whole body support? We need to be in a community space. We need to be able to tell our stories in a safe place where others can relate to us, where others can share with us, and we can feel supported on our journey to healing. I will tell you, this applies to business too, right? And we see it. We talk about it in the business world. Maybe you're not in the business world. I support a lot who are though. So I know that many of you can relate to this. You know, we are on this journey of doing more and serving more and growing more. And we talk about masterminds and we talk about community spaces in which we can throw out ideas and have these conversations and really engage with other people. And that sounds like really exciting. Yeah, I want that. But oftentimes we don't do that in motherhood. We say that we want that, but we don't necessarily do that. And I was actually reading something the other day that someone shared with me. And it was the fact that we want community so much and how much we need community. And all we've been left with was a dang Facebook group. And that hits really hard because first, it's reality. We don't have the community support system that we once had in place for this whole body support. A place where we could, you know, our mothers and our sisters, where we can go and ask for advice and we can get assistance and we can throw out ideas to each other and where we can relate to one another. That doesn't happen in the same way as it does today. And I've talked to so many community leaders who throw these amazing community spaces together. And it's interesting how very little women will show up, even if childcare is provided. I hope to have a solid understanding of what that means here soon. But just in my recent studies and surveys and things like that, when I'm talking with community leaders, it's very interesting to see. Now, this isn't obviously always the case, especially when we create community around our own baby's needs. Right? Teaching baby yoga or massage baby, or let's lose the baby weight. Let's get our babies outside and do a baby hike group, right? Those tend to be very successful, but the focus is not on the mother. It's simply on the baby. And that's where the shift needs to take place. You need whole body support that is obviously focused on baby and growth and development. And we want to know all of those things. We want to relate to people on all of those things, but also in you and your healing journey and your becoming a mother, whether it's for the first time or the 10th time, we need that support within our lives. And we don't normally show up for it. And when we do, it's usually given through a Facebook group. And I'm guilty of this, right? I have an entire community that is in Facebook. And is it good enough? Sometimes it is, especially if you utilize it correctly. But there's this ability and this need to create that connection. So whatever that looks like for you, find it, honor it, use it, create it. I don't care what it is. Just get that support. Have somebody that you can throw out ideas with, who are on the same journey as you, who is like-minded in your approach to healing and parenting and running a family and all of the things. That way, right? And the other component to this is being supportive, right? If you are in a space that's full of judgment, it's only going to make things worse, and you're going to spiral right on out of this cyclical cycle of healing that I'm sharing with you today. And you're going to fall out of that really quickly. So find that group, find that space where you can connect in and you can get the support you need. That's why in the Reclaiming Postpartum Wellness group, we have a team of professionals at your fingertips for free. You have a clinical psychologist who believes in everything that I'm sharing with you here, right? We have a functional doctor who believes everything I'm sharing with you. We have two healers. We have a gentle parent coach, everyone who's on the same page, doing the same thing, supporting you and deeply healing your body. Okay. So that is my five steps to healing. And once you find that, right, then there's always going to go, you're always going to go back to the beginning. Let's go back to a functional nutrition. And let's make sure your needs are met. How's your body feeling in the food? Is there a shift in season? Is there a shift in your diet that needs to take place? How is your sleep, right? What other things that have come up? And when it comes to healing your nervous system, or how is your body feeling? We talk a lot about somatic healing and emotional release and mastery and cellular release and awakening, which is where the generational and ancestral trauma come in. And then finding your cyclical rhythm, those change. Just, you know, a baby changes their rhythms all the time. So does yours, right? What may have worked last month may not work for you this month. And then again, finding that support system. And so we live in this constant motion, this circle where we can stop and rest in between each one and move through them as our body sees fit. And that is the beautiful healing that is provided here. That is where and how we heal in the years postpartum. Okay. It's a beautiful thing. I hope that this was helpful for you. If you have any questions about anything that I share with you, jump into our Facebook group. Let me know or contact me personally. You can use me and my email. That information is on my website, Postpartum U. That's the letter U.com. And you can learn more about that information there. We'll catch you there. Love this episode? Let us know by leaving an amazing review. Your support is everything. Want more? Head over to postpartumu.com. That's postpartum, the letter U.com, and explore how we support moms like you in holistic whole body healing that's specific for the unique needs of mamas in the years postpartum. See you there.